While the debate over immigration in the U.S. rages on, a recently published report led by a researcher from the University of Buffalo challenges claims that immigrants are driving the crime rate higher in communities they settle in, like many in upstate New York. Michael Mroziak reports.
Researchers gathered and studied federal records spanning four decades.
So we collected data from the Census Bureau and from the FBI, collecting data for 200 metropolitan areas across 40 years from 1970 to 2010.
Robert Adelman, associate professor of sociology at UB and the research paper's lead writer, says the numbers show no connection between immigrants and a rising crime rate. While acknowledging some immigrants do commit crimes, Adelman says their study shows that the talk linking immigrants to crime is more rhetoric than reality.
And I would say to everyone, across the debates, across the different kinds of people and places and institutions and news organizations that have these kinds of debates and these debates are ongoing, let's look at the evidence. Let's look at the data.
The statistics used for this study are available to the public. Adelman says other studies out there suggest immigrants have instead helped lower crime in many neighborhoods.
All of these show that growth in immigration populations often lead to economic revitalization, population growth in areas, low rates of vacant and abandoned buildings, that kind of vitality that we want in our cities and in our metropolitan areas.
Adelman's partners include colleagues from the University of Alabama, Kennesaw State, Georgia State, and an independent scholar. The report is published in the latest edition of the Journal of Ethnicity in Criminal Justice. In Buffalo, I'm Michael Mroziak for WRVO News.